Hi, it's Lori, part of the Stageful Podcast.
We'll hey, what's going on, man? It's Smiley, man. Yeah, man. It's Stageful Podcast. What's going on, man?
What's up, guys? It's me, Lori.
It's Smiley. How you doing?
We're the Insatiable Podcast, where we talk about sex, dating, and relationships.
And more sex and more sex.
Yes.
Yes.
Today's topic is something suggested by Smiley, so I'm going to let him
I'm always the one that's coming up with the with my theories and my fantasy world. And Lori's always playing devil's advocate, and she's always shutting me down, and she's always saying that I'm wrong.
I just speak the truth.
Smiley, then why you gotta do this and why you gotta do that? Then you might as well not even look.
Tell them what the topic is already.
Oh my goodness. If you had an opportunity right before you got married to have one last rendezvous with A, the woman that got away, B, a woman that you've always saw that you never talked to, but you could have her that night, or C, none of the above before you get married. You're going to get married Sunday, but after you get married, your spouse-to-be would never find out. And when you get married, you're going to be married for life with that person 24 hours a day, wake up, sleep together, everything. But there's one last rendezvous. It's just one more before you get married. Just one more piece of fun before you say I do. Would you do it? Wouldn't you not do it? Would you feel guilty? You feel like you're going to get it out of your system that last Friday before Sunday before you get married? I mean, you know, Lori's like a half a square, so she says no, she can't do it. So
before I give my opinion, I'm going to play some call-ins because people had some stuff to say about this.
What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I had to chime in. I mean, anything else would be uncivilized, and it would have to be a solid no, simply because us as men, I feel like we are stupid, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if we did have that one chance to smash and dash, you know what I'm saying, somehow we will fuck that up, you know what I'm saying? Somehow I feel like it'll come out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, this is American women, man. It ain't no not finding shit out no more. You know what I'm saying? It's people just gonna, you know, they gonna bust your ass every time. That's why it just pays. You know what I'm saying? To do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But thanks for letting me share. Peace.
That is a man who is realistic.
Yeah, well, his wife is probably listening too. His wife is listening. But eventually it all comes out. But look, the question is a fantasy, all right? You guys are making it too literal. And the stipulation is your spouse would not find out. You're going to be with that person forever. And right before you say I do, you had a little rendezvous with someone that's only between you two. No one knows, not even your best friend, not your cousin, not your brother, not your sister. Just you and the other person.
But it's not about whether somebody finds out. It's about whether it's right or wrong. So would you kill someone if nobody could find out about it?
I refuse to answer that question on grounds that it might incriminate me or my associates.
Let's see what Coffee Black has to say.
Yo, Smiley, what's up, man? Answering the question of the day, one last ride. I couldn't, man. Personally, I couldn't. Because I feel like if I'm, you know, about to get married and I'm committing to this person, that means I've already committed. You know what I'm saying? If we're about to walk down the aisle in 2 weeks, I've already committed. So I couldn't do it. Now give me 20 years into the marriage, yeah. Maybe.
That's my man right there.
I couldn't do it because I'm already committed to that person. I mean, then again, if it was Eva Mendez.
Now you think about it.
Janet Jackson. No.
See, he's fighting
Janet. He's talking about Janet.
He's fighting himself. You know, Janet about 60 years old. You better be careful. Look, now, I don't condone. I did say he's my man, but he said in 20 years, I don't condone cheating in the marriage. That's why I say before you got married. So I guess 20 years in, you might be bored. But
point is, the day before you get married, you are infatuated, impassioned, in love with the woman you're about to walk down the aisle with. So your headspace is not even gonna, right now you're single, Smiley, right? So if you're not about to get married, then you don't know what it's like to be about to walk down the aisle. If you're about to walk down the aisle, you're not gonna wanna stick your dick nowhere else because you're looking forward to your honeymoon.
Listen, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go outside right now. I'm gonna find someone to marry me, and I'm gonna put it to the test. I'm gonna see if I wanna sleep with somebody else.
No, because you can't I'm just gonna find somebody.
I'm gonna put it to the test. I'm gonna do this, people. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna let y'all know.
All right, we got a call in from Momac. A lot of guys responded to this, I will say. More guys than women, I think.
Yo, Smiley Lori, what is up? Good question with the maybe you have that last hurrah before you get caught and you're one person for the rest of your life and no different sex, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna tell you now, looking back on things, I'm gonna have to answer and say clearly no, no, no. And there are two main reasons, and hopefully I'll cover them both in this call-in. But number one is, believe me, you ain't really gonna remember that sex all that much after so many years. Maybe you will. You know, I can't say I can speak for everybody, so maybe you will. Maybe it'll be worth it for y'all. But personally, I feel like it's definitely not worth it. First of all, it might not be any better than the sex you already have. And frankly, I don't think it's going to be. I think sex is a lot like a job. You could go into a job and be like, yo, this job sucks. Every other job looks better than this job. But when you get to the other job, it's a lot the same because you're the same. So if you're not having good sex, look to yourself first and fix that shit, motherfucker. One.
I like him.
That's so true. One of his points is, you have this beautiful memory with this person that you love that got away from you. Why destroy it by having a night where maybe something goes wrong? Maybe it's bad sex.
Why are you messing up the fantasy? Just enjoy the night.
What's going on, Smiley and Lori of Insatiable? I believe you asked the question, would you want to hit it if you could do it one time and nobody would know after that and you'd be faithful for the rest of your days? Nah, not gonna be able to do it. Because if I wanted to hit it, I might as well not get married, right? What is the point of me getting some for the last time and I'm getting hitched after that? Now, Smiley, I understand you had a scenario like that. You a wild boy. But for me, nah, man. I'm good. I don't even think like that, man. Like, you are a pervert, sir. No, I'm playing. We don't judge here. No, I do judge, but I'm just messing with you because we cool like that, I think.
Clearly, most people say no. I seem to clearly agree with them. And Smiley is feeling really lonely right now because he seems to be the only person who wants to cheat on his fiance.
My imaginary fiance. I said on the anchor that I feel like I'm a good luck charm.
Oh, yeah.
Many women that I've been with, after I've dated them or they were my girlfriend or whatever, after me, they found their boyfriend, they found their fiance, they even married after me. And because I would say older Smiley is more wise and I try to think before I talk and I try to play chess when everybody's just skipping around playing checkers, younger Smiley would just do dumb things in relationships or girls I was dating and mess up a relationship. I was known to just mess up every relationship. I might like them, but I just do something dumb because I was young. I'm not going to blame it on that I was young. I was just an idiot. And in saying that, me and the girl would part ways.
Okay.
Whoever it was I was with, we part ways. And after we part ways, you know the saying, you never miss someone until they're gone. And then you move on to someone else, and you sit down and you get a second, you're like, holy shit, what happened to her? Why did I let her go? She was a mate. You know, you get this chance to step back and reflect, right? That's younger Smiley. Therefore, I feel that in my lifetime, I mean, I'm 97 years old now. So in my lifetime, I'd say probably 3 solid women got away that I really should not let get away. I was an idiot. I was stupid. I didn't know what I had at the time.
But if these are women who got away, you obviously have more significant feelings for them than just sex. So what's the point?
We were together, but we broke up because I let the relationship slide and they couldn't handle it no more, and then we just broke up.
So what's the benefit of one last night with a person like that when you really just want to make up for the fact that you lost them?
Right.
But you can't make up for losing a person by fucking them once.
Right, but it's also a fantasy world. In your mind, you don't... If she's engaged or if she's married, probably not going to happen. But in your fantasy world, like, wow, if I had one more solid night with such and such, it would be great again. Just one last time.
If I was going to have one last night with someone before getting married, even if I wanted to, which I probably wouldn't, but if I did want to, I want to have it with the best sex partner I've ever had, not with the person that I've loved the most.
Well, how come they can't be one and the same?
They might be one and the same. But you're talking about the one that got away. That's different. The one that got away is somebody that you wish that you could go back in time and fix your relationship. Not you wish you could go back in time and just fuck them once more.
All of the above. Yes. Yes, please. Yes.
Well, my question to you is, just because, okay, they might have moved on to their next relationship.
Yeah.
But if you feel that strongly about these girls, why don't you just go for it? I just feel like that's really sad.
Well, if they're married, I'm not trying to go over there and mess up their whole thing.
I mean, maybe this was the love of your life and you were the love of theirs and you let it go away, so they just moved on. But what they really wanted to be with you.
Well, basically, that's on me. I missed the boat. I missed the boat, and I could have been family man and all of the good stuff, but I missed the boat. I messed it up. But
it might not be too late.
The initial question, and everybody who called in, plead the fifth. Why? They don't know if their significant other is going to hear this. So, of course, get out of here. Let me tell you the reason why. And I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't do this because I'm married. I'm engaged. I ain't going to do it. Listen. If you had one more hurrah, hurrah.
If you wanted a hurrah, why are you getting married? That's the big question.
Well, after your hurrah, you are going to be married.
But why?
Did you remember the stipulation that I put in the
I
last
did, but do what you? Is the point? If you, why get married to someone if you still want to have a last hurrah?
Because you love that person. You want to share your life. You want to laugh with that person. You want to wake up with that person. You want to cook for that
person.
So
maybe you should find a person who's okay with you getting some other types of boobs in your face sometimes.
No, there's no sometimes. It's just one before you say I do. You saying something? No, you making it sometimes.
It doesn't make any sense.
But you saying like it's gonna be an ongoing thing. It's just a one-time thing.
And no, I'm not saying. I'm saying that it has to be an ongoing thing. I'm saying if the thought of only having one girl for the rest of your life is that difficult that you need that last hurrah, why do you want to voluntarily have one girl for the rest of your life? Why not just switch it up for the rest of your life?
Her last hurrah, hurrah, on Friday. I'm going to get married Sunday.
You also can't. I mean, if you get away with it Friday, you're going to try it Saturday.
No, Saturday I'm getting my hair cut and my tux, right? So I could go and we go.
And Sunday. What happens when you say, okay, this is the last hurrah. I am never, ever going to talk to this girl or think about this girl again. And then 2 weeks later, the girl comes to you and is like, I'm leaving my husband for you because that last hurrah was the best sex I ever had in my fucking life. Then what do you do?
Well, I didn't think that far of the equation. Okay.
Of course you didn't.
It's not supposed to be. That's not supposed to be what happened.
Look, Smiley, I think speaking as let's have a little therapy session right now. If you have this girl who you have not named on this podcast yet, you have some girl in your mind.
Who?
I know you have a girl in your mind.
Oh, yeah?
That got away. You said there might even be three, but there is a specific girl who you would have this last romp with before you get married. If you feel that strongly about her, why don't you just send her an email and ask her how her marriage is going?
Oh, negative. My whole scenario is, I said once again, it's fantasy. It's just something fun to think about. I do not want to be the guy that go on secret emails and secret texts and we're sneaking around.
But this is the love of your life you're talking about.
But she's married. I'm not going to do it. I'm not getting in the middle of all of... Nah, man.
But
no.
That's sad. I think it's sad. I'm sad to imagine Smiley going his whole life fantasizing about a woman that he can't have.
You sad for me?
Yes.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Because I want you to be happy.
I am happy.
But you're pining for some chick that you can't even have.
No.
Because she's married to somebody else.
Well, it's a topic for the podcast, but that doesn't mean I'm going to...
You got her name and everything. You thought this through. You already know what hotel you're going to. You already know what you're going to have for dinner. You thought the whole shit through. So I'm saying, if it's that serious, maybe it's really serious. Maybe this is not just a fantasy. Maybe you got some shit that you need to resolve or get some closure about.
I'm okay. I have closure.
All right. Well, everything thank you guys for listening this week.
You're all a bunch of liars.
Smiley's desperately waiting for somebody to take his side on this. So whether or not you do take his side, definitely leave us a message on Anchor. If you don't know what that is, it's just an application that you can call in and send audio clips to us that we can use in the podcast. And you can also tweet at us at Call Insatiable. All the links will be in the show notes, and we will see you next week.